The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Greatly blessed, highly favored, imperfect but forgiven, child of God. Greatly blessed, highly favored, imperfect but forgiven, child of God. Oh, 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 oh. Greatly blessed, highly favored, imperfect but forgiven, child of God. Greatly blessed, highly favored, imperfect but forgiven, child of God. Standing upright on God's good earth, I'm counting my blessings, great things he has done.
Fighting the good fight with a blessed assurance that the battle is already won.
Greatly blessed, oh, 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 oh. Highly favored, imperfect but forgiven, child of God.
Greatly blessed,
child of God.
Greatly blessed,
yeah, yeah. And highly favored, imperfect but forgiven, child of God.
You and I, we're imperfect but we're forgiven.
Imperfect but forgiven, child of God.
Imperfect,
imperfect, child of God.
Imperfect, yeah.
Imperfect but forgiven, child of God.
I am greatly blessed.
Okay, well, we are blessed to be here. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm blessed to be sitting by you. Put a hand around him and tell him, I love you by force. There's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now pick up your Bibles. Let's take our song and go, everybody.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, we thank you so much for today. We appreciate you and we love you. We are grateful for this opportunity we have to hear your word. We submit ourselves to you, to your word, to your influence. We are praying that every word that is spoken out of this pulpit shall be a blessing to many lives. Touch, influence, direct us. Let your word rule and reign in our hearts and be glorified. Thank you for this awesome opportunity we have to come before your word. We don't take this privilege for granted. And we ask you that you speak into every heart. Let your word be a seed into every life and minister to every soul. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 20. I'm going to give you two very short passages or scripture that you need to remember today. You know, there was a battle that the people of Israel were engaged in. They were engaged in a battle. They were fighting. The Assyrian army had come up to fight against the Israelites. And the Israelites were few, but the enemies were a lot. And they came up to fight and to attack them. Now, the Bible says that the fight started on the mountaintop. They fought. And Israel defeated Syria. I see you defeating your enemies in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shout amen again. Amen. Right. So Bible says, just to, if you have time, read the whole passage. But then the Bible says that from verse 18, and he said, verse 20. And they slew everyone his man, and the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on an horse with the horsemen. Verse 21. And the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and chariots and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. You are going to see great victories in your life. No, your amen is very feeble. Now, verse 22. And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said unto him, go, strengthen thyself and mark and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up against you. Now, you see, the devil doesn't give up easily. They have been defeated. And then the prophet came and said that to the king of Israel, go and strengthen yourself because the Syrian king is going to come back. Now, the verse I want you to see is verse number 23. And the servant of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And do this thing, take the kings away and all that and so on. Now, when you go down to verse 28, the Bible says, and there came a man of God and spake to the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore, will I deliver all the great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Somebody shout, amen. Amen. Now, the battle has started on the mountaintop, and the people of Israel had, they defeated the Syrian army. So the Syrian army gathered again, and they said that the reason why the Israelites won the battle on the mountaintop is because their God is the God of the mountain, but he's not God of the valley. So now let's take the battle to the valley, because in the valley we can defeat them. And then the man of God came and said, because they say that he's the God of the mountain and not God of the valley, I shall go down to the valley and defeat them. Somebody shout amen. So the battle started in the valley. In fact, when we read on, the Bible tells us when they gathered in the valley, the Syrian army were thousands, and the Israelites were few, but God gave them total victory. I see you having total victory. As I see you having total victory. This year, 2019, you are going to have total victory in your life. Series of victories are coming to you. The battle had been won on the mountaintop, but they said that God is the God of the mountain and not God of the valley. So let's go down to the valley and we'll defeat the people of Israel. But when God heard that, God said that I'm going to prove to them that I know how to fight on a mountain and I know how to fight in the valley. Are you here today? God knows how to fight on every level. Tell your neighbor, the man is preaching to you. God does not specialize in one area. He's God of the mountain and God of the valley. He fights in the mountain and he fights in the valley. Shout amen. Amen. Isn't the song that you sing? He's a God.
Oh, the God of the mountain. He's the God in the valley. When things
go wrong, he'll make them
right. And the God of the good times, he's the God in the bad times. The God of the day, he's the God in the night.
The God of the mountains.
For the God of the mountain,
he's the God in the valley.
He's the God in the valley.
When things go wrong, he'll make them right.
He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, he's the God in the bad times. The God of the day, he's still God in the night.
Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? The God of the mountain, he is still God in the valley. Shout amen. Amen. The God of the day is still God of the night. Amen. God is a specialist on every front. You know, some teams play well when they're playing home. Isn't it right? So soccer teams play very well when they are playing in their home grounds, because their home support is strong. But when they are playing away, it's very difficult. But God is both home and away player. Clap your hands for the Lord. He's a God of the day and he's a God of the night. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. He's a God in the good time and a God of the bad time. He's a God of the mountain and a God of the valley. I'm preaching to somebody here. Am I talking to anybody here? I can't just submit to somebody here. This year, series of victories are timing your way. Whether on the mountain or in the valley. Whether in the day or in the night. Whatever circumstance, I see victory coming to you in the name of Jesus. Come and say, I receive it. You will not be defeated. I say, you will not be defeated. Can I preach to anybody here? Can I talk to anybody here? For the Syrians said, God gave them victory because he's the God of the mountain. Let's go down to the valley. And God said, that, is that what you are saying? I'm coming down right to the valley. I'm coming down right to the valley. I want to tell somebody here, this year 2019, whether the fight is in your office or your home, God will give you the victory in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Whether you're a student or your worker, I see God giving you victory on all fronts. I said victory on all fronts. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Every area of your life, God is coming in there. The battle is the Lord's. I said, the battle is the Lord's. God is coming in right there. Whether on the mountain or in the valley. Am I talking to anybody here? For they said, because he's the God of the mountain, that is why they won. Let us go down to it. God said, because of what you have said, I'm coming down to the valley. I pray for you today that this year 2019, you will see victory on the mountain in the valley. Shout amen. Amen. Every sphere of your life, every sphere in your business front, you will see victory. In your finances, you will see victory. In your ministry, you will see victory. May God give you victory on all fronts. Come on, shout hallelujah. I'm preaching. You will not be defeated. I said, you will not be defeated. Kato shaka bahata. Zarando karandi mataka balita. I declare to you, in your marriage, God will give you victory. You will succeed in your marriage. Things are going to work out for you. Because he's a God of the mountain and also God of the valley. I'm preaching. Are you still here? The scripture that we saw, 1 John, sit down, let me continue preaching. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4. Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God, Katoshi, are you here? Whatsoever, Michael. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Ask your neighbor, are you born of God? I'm holding your shoulder and shake him and ask him, are you saved? Are you born again? Shake him and ask him, are you born again? Are you born again? Are you born of God? Now tell him, I have good news for you. Tell him, I have good news for you. I see you overcoming in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Whatsoever. Whatsoever, 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 whether you're a student, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you have a job, whether you, whatsoever is born of God. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you here today? Are you born of God? I have good news for somebody here. The devil is a liar. Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh. I'm preaching. 2019. I see overcoming on all fronts in the name of Jesus. You will overcome. You will overcome. You will not be a tragedy. Your life will not be a tragedy. Will be an exhibit of victory. An exhibit of victory. When someone is looking for somebody who has a victorious life, they are going to point at you. You'll be an exhibit of victory. I'm preaching. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Tell three people, I see you overcoming. I see you overcoming. Tell them, I see you overcoming. Tell him, you will not be defeated. You will not be defeated. No, say like you believe it. Say like you believe it. Hallelujah. Yes. And Bible says, and this is the victory. Kata Shataya. This. Are you here? So God is showing you what is making you victorious. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even your tears. Your tears will not bring you victory. Your tears can bring you sympathy, but your tears will not bring you victory. I'm going to show you what brings you victory. It's right there. I said it's right there. This is the victory. Even your faith. Give the Lord a shout. We are going to see victory because of our faith. How many of you have faith in God? How many of you have faith in God? You believe God answers prayer? You believe God answers prayer? You believe God gives health? You believe God gives good jobs? You believe God can give you a car? You believe God can promote you? You believe God can establish you? Even your faith. Clap your hands for the Lord. Your faith, not your tears, your faith. Shout amen. I'm telling you something. There's something God has placed in your life. It's called faith, the nugget of faith. Hallelujah. And that faith will bring you victory. Hallelujah. I believe in God. I said, I believe in God. I have faith in God. That I have faith in God that 2019 shall be a good year. I have faith in God that I shall not die in 2019. I have faith in God that this ministry will grow in 2019. I have faith in God that I shall be promoted in 2019. I have faith in God that miracles are happening in my life in 2019. Do you have faith in God? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Bible says that the just shall live by his salary. Are you sure? The just shall live by his family background. No. Some of you are not understanding the scripture. The Bible says the just shall live by his handbag. Some lady sitting here, your handbag is empty, but that's not the basis of your life. The just shall live by faith. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure. Can I preach to anybody here? 2019, you are not allowed to draw back. Don't say, God has not answered my prayer. To draw back means to give up. To draw back means to surrender. To draw back means to retire. But you are not going to retire. May God fire your faith. May you have strong faith. May you overcome and prevail.
Are you hearing me at the back? Are you hearing me at the back? Are you hearing me at the back? Give me a wave if you can hear me. You will not draw back. Say, I will not draw back. Tell your neighbor, don't draw back. Don't draw back. Don't give up. Tell them, don't give up. Don't surrender. Don't surrender. Don't give up. Don't retire. Am I talking to anybody here? Am I preaching to anybody here? How can you be tired when your faith is giving you victory? I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. The just shall live. You shall live. You shall live. You shall live. Not by your pocket money, not by your salary, but you shall live by faith. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. You will live. 2019, you'll be smiling at the end of 2019. Are you here today? I'm preaching to you. Somebody's about to change their job. You're getting a better job. I say you're getting a better job. Because the just shall live. This is for only those who believe. I said, this one is for only those who believe. It's not for everybody. It's for only those who believe. A new job is coming your way. Promotion is coming your way. Receive it in Jesus' name. For the just shall live by faith. I believe. Say, I believe. Say, I believe. Are you here? Yes. I don't know about you, but I believe that this year I'm going to officiate many weddings. Ask your pastors. I'm waiting to officiate your wedding. You don't have a beloved yet, but by faith. I say by faith. I say by faith. This year I'm going to dedicate many babies. Yeah. This year, right on this car park, we are going to be dedicating new cars. Dedicate new cars. Does anybody believe it? Does anybody believe it? I believe it. This year, I'm going to be dedicating houses. Yay! Yay! Somebody give a lot of shout! Somebody's wondering, what the man saying? If you are wondering, the message is not for you. But for those who can believe, 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 you are moving to a new level in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout yeah. Say, I believe. I believe. I believe. Yes. 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 Kato shiki bahatosu. Zabronda karandi bahata kasa. I'm ending in a short while. Look at Job chapter 6, verse 25. Job 6, 25. Thank you. Job 6, 25. Bible says, how forcible are right words? How what? Force. You see, when you're saying the right thing, it's forcible. It has force. It has force. I want to give you a piece of advice. 2019, you're not allowed to say any negative word. 2019, you are not allowed to say that as for me, my destiny is bad. That statement is forbidden. I said, oh, it is what? 2019, you are not allowed to say, as for me, things are not working in my life. That statement is what? Say, God forbid. Come on, say, God forbid. Hallelujah. 2019, you are not allowed to say, as for me, I'm defeated. As for me, my family is poor. We refuse that statement in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen. I'm preaching. So are you with me? 2019. Bible says that how forcible are right words. How forcible. You're going to say right words. And the right word will force doors open for you. The right words will force doors open for you. You're going to say, I am overcoming. 2019, things are working for me. 2019, a better salary. 2019, my marriage is working. 2019, I'm passing all my exams. How possible are right words? I'm preaching. Hallelujah. How possible? How possible? When you say the right words, it forces some doors to be opened. I prophesy to you. May doors be opened for you as you speak. As you speak concerning the word of God. As you speak the word of God. As you speak, prophesy to your life. Doors are opening for you. Opportunities are coming your way. Receive the blessing of God in Jesus' name. How forcible are right words? How many of you are hearing me? Are you hearing me? I said, are you hearing me? 2019. I'm saying that, you see, when we talk about series of victories, you must begin to write them down. Because if you don't write them, you forget it. You don't know that you forget it. But I'm telling you that you're going to have one testimony after the other. Some say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. 2019, I'm not allowed to say, my wife is giving me problems. He said, my wife is the blessing in my life. How possible are right words? I'm preaching. Nobody's allowed to say, as for me, I'm very bad in mathematics. You are very good in mathematics. You are good in science. You are excellent students. May you speak the right words in Jesus' name. Lift up and shout amen. 2019. You are going to say, I'm rich. I'm doing well. My business is flourishing. My home is a blessed home. Things are working for me. My children are doing well. Things are working in my favor. My health is well. I am strong. Can you say the right words? Will you say the right words? May the right words open doors. How possible? My Jesus. I see a door locked. The door is barricaded. An iron, a steel door. Nobody can enter. But I see you standing at the door. And as you speak, I say, as you speak, like Peter in the jail, the prison doors open at his will. May every prison door open for you. May every restriction open for you. May every limitation give up because of the words you speak. I'm preaching. This year, I'm going to preach better than I've ever preached. This year, the church will grow faster than ever. This year, your finances will go high, the highest ever. Somebody say, I receive it. How possible? How possible? I write words. Are you here? Efo, right words are possible. They're full of force. Some ladies are specialists at running yourself down. Spirit of self-pity. Oh, me. If my nose were a little smaller, but now I'm going to say the right words. I'm beautiful. People like me. I'm spoiled for choice. So many guys like me. Which of them am I going to choose? I am so blessed. I have a beloved. I have a child. I'm getting married. Things are working for me. I just received a letter for interview. May you speak the right words in the name of Jesus. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Proverbs chapter 4, and we are ending now. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Look at it. 4:20. What did it say? Oh, yes. Yes. I see a door opening for somebody here. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my sayings. 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. 22 is the verse you're looking for. 22.
for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. May the word of God bring life to you.
Amen.
May the word of God be health to your flesh.
Amen.
Put your hand on your head. Say, the word of God is life to me. 2019. Because I believe the word of God, I shall live and not die. 2019. I shall enjoy life. Say like you believe it. 2019. I shall enjoy life. 2019. I shall enjoy promotion. 2019. Life is coming to me. In the name of Jesus. Say 2019. I'm healthy. I'm living in health. I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I am walking in health. I receive my miracle of healing. In the name of Jesus. 2019. I will live. 2019. I will walk in prosperity. 2019. I will walk in favor. 2019. Things are working in my favor. 2019. Is a good year for me. 2019, I receive series of victories in my life. In my life, I declare by the word of God that these prophetic words that I have spoken shall come to pass in my life. 2019, I will not be broke. Say like you believe it. 2019, I will not be broke. 2019, I'm expecting wonderful blessings. 2019, I'm expecting amazing blessings. In my life, I declare by the word of God that it shall come to pass. My life shall be a testimony. My life shall be a beautiful story. I declare by the word of God, 2019, good things are happening to me. I receive it in Jesus' name. Come on, stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I just saw somebody in a meeting. You're sitting with people that you have never met before. And I see you signing. Either a check or a contract. I see you signing. Signing something. That is for your promotion. May favor locate you. May prosperity locate you. May good health locate you. May the blessing of God locate somebody here. Receive it in Jesus' name. God is going to help you. And God is going to bless you. Lift your two hands up high. Thank Him right now. Thank Him. Thank Him. Everybody lift your voice. Lift your voice and thank Him.
Roma atam bromika sunya labaha makatu mazimro nistala mitambo de kabaha rata kapatula gabomese mintele miniantose kandima kapani bobose kremo ma mahasina kanda baha liatu amahasi vilatu limiko mama bangeli katoli mame ilandu kapandele masele bobosa shilima numanuse me bramika pomi intala bababaso Shila
do it to the Lord.
Ha, Malika to the Mamuse. Itanti Malatolimita. Raka,
let your hands to the Lord.
Itatu Malasitan. Rani
Mamuse.
Rani Mamuse. Rani
Mamuse.
Sitanta Velavasu.
Rakatu Yanduse.
Makani Monima Suatalama. Raka Timo Sundes. Makani Malase. Shali Katana Mania Suatima.
Makatu Yamanima
Suatima.
Now listen. Listen. I want you to lift up your right hand. Lift your right hand up high. I want you to say some things that you want God. Three things you want God to do in your life. This 2019. Just speak it up. Don't speak in tongues. Speak with your understanding. Speak three things that you expect God to do in your life. Just talk to Him right now. Speak it into being. Those things that they be not as though they were. They be not as though they were. Speak it. Nursing mothers, speak those words. Speak them. Speak them. How possible? How possible? How possible? Our right words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, every word spoken today, may heaven endorse it. May heaven endorse it. May heaven endorse it. May heaven endorse it. Fulfill every good word that is spoken here today and accomplish great things in the life of your children. Thank you, Father, that I stand as your pastor and I call it done. I call it done. I call it done.
Yes.
I call it done.
Amen.
I call it done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your blessing. For your blessing of a life of faith that brings victory to our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shout amen.
Amen.
Listen, one more time. I want you to go out of your chair. Hug seven people and tell them it's working for you. It's working. Whatever you said, it's working for you. Hug them and tell them. I say, hug them and tell them it's working for you.
The former things. Do not consider the things of old. Come on, do not remember.
Do not remember the former things.
Do not consider the things of old.
Do not consider the things of old.
Hey!
I am doing that new thing.
Do you believe it?
Do you believe it?
Do you receive it?
Do you receive it?
I see you.
I see you in the future. And you look much better than you do right now. I see you in the scripture.
And you look,
and you look much better than you do.
Now listen, this is a prophetic song for somebody. Are you here? You are telling your neighbor, I see you in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. I see you in the scriptures. Hello? Are you there? You see, what the song is saying is that you are telling your neighbor, I see you in the future. You look much better than you look right now. I see you in the scripture. You look much better than you do right now. Come on, let's go.
Oh, do not remember the former things.
Do not consider the things of old.
Do not consider the things of old.
Do not remember. Do not remember.
Do not remember the former things.
No, consider. No, consider the things.
Do not consider the things of old.
Behold, behold, behold.
Behold.
Neighbor, tell your neighbor, you look much better. You look much better. I saw you, tell me, I see you in the future. You look much, much better than you look right now. When I read the Bible, I see you. You look much better. Better days are coming. Prosperous days are coming. Good days are coming. Series of victories are coming.
Series of
Come on, I see you.
You in the future. And you look much better than you do right now. I see you in the scriptures. And you look much better than you do right now.
I see you
in the future.
In the future.
And you look much better than you do
right now.
I see you
in the scriptures.
And you look much better than you do right now.
Says the
believe it.
Yes. Do you believe it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you receive it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you believe it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you receive it?
Yes, Lord.
Series of victory.
Yes, Lord.
Series of victory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Papa, papa, bless it.
Yes, Lord.
Super blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty, mighty blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Do you believe it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you receive it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you receive it?
Yes, Lord.
Series of blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Series of victory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ba, 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 bless.
Yes, Lord.
Papa, Papa, blessing.
Yes,
Come
Lord.
Come on, I see you.
I see you in the future. And you look much better than you do right now. I see you in the scriptures. And you look
mountain or in the valley, I see a series of victories coming to you.
Amen.
I said, whether on the mountain or in the valley, I see you victorious at every
yes.
front in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 I said amen.
Amen.
Close your eyes with me as we end the service today. Thank you, Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wherever you are standing today, maybe somebody invited you to come to church. I see a lot of people walking outside. Please do not walk away as we are making this particular, as you get this particular time. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you are here this morning, you say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I want to serve Jesus the rest of my life. I know I'm a sinner, but today I want to receive eternal life. If you're here today, you want Jesus to come into your heart, lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you now. Lift your hand up high. Let me pray with you. Let it go higher than your head. I see your hands. Let it lift it high, 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 high. I want to pray for you now. If you're here this moment, you want to say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my heart. Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. I pray that today will mark a day of a new beginning in their lives. Rule and reign in every heart. If you lifted your hand up, can you please walk from where you are and come to me now? I want to pray for you specially. Come.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Oh,
he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. And pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
Now say this prayer with me, everybody in front here. Make it, say it loud, and everybody join us as you pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
Say after me, I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child.
Make me your own child.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Today.
Today.
Is my day.
Is my day.
Today.
Today.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for coming into my heart.
For coming into my heart.
From this moment.
From this moment.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.